This is Kamala Appel, the Gorilla Girl, who specializes in gorilla leadership. This is the first teleseminar in a series. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. Welcome to the first Gorilla Girl teleseminar. For those of you who haven't met me in person, my name is Kamala Appel, and I'm a documentary and new media producer based in the Bay Area in California. As with many documentary producers, I've had to work with no and low budget projects. And as a result, I've learned to be very resourceful. Many of my friends joke that if you want someone who can stretch a dollar out of a nickel, Kamala is your gal. As a new media producer, I have harvested my entrepreneurial and inventive spirit, resulting in a flair for innovation. Putting the two together, I consider myself an expert in guerrilla leadership because of my ability to be innovative and resourceful. For those of you who are new to the term guerrilla, spelled G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A, not G-O-R-I-L-L-A, although my passion is wildlife video, it comes from guerrilla warfare, meaning unconventional or untraditional tactics, basically working with what you got and doing what you can outside of the box to win. A marketing guru, J. Conrad Levinson, developed the term guerrilla marketing to describe an approach to low-budget marketing. I have coined the phrase guerrilla leadership for my approach to leadership outside of corporate America, i.e. startup, nonprofit organizations, low-budget, grassroots, and certainly college leadership also falls into the category because throwing money at it is not an option. I will give you an example of when I had to lead and when I was unable to apply the throw money at it option. This is when I directed and produced my first feature under my production company, Animal Crackers. At the start of production, I had a job that would allow me to come up with the budget I had planned. However, the first day of production, September 12, 2002, my mom suffered a major stroke, and I had to drop everything to help her survive. As a result, I lost my job and revenue stream, but not my commitment to completing the project. Fortunately for me, I was able to employ the one excuse any savvy leader should use. The dog ate my homework. Yes, it might sound lame, but it is the smartest guerrilla strategy that I have consistently employed. And it's allowed me to keep my teams motivated and keep projects on time and on budget. There are three stages that one must address, and I will go over them in detail in the Guerrilla Leadership series when I talk on college campuses. But briefly, here they are and how I employ them to my documentary production. Stage one is educate. For film, that is development. Stage two is create. For film, that's pre-production. Stage three is operate. For film, that's production, post-production, and distribution and marketing. For me, stage one, educate, was formal education at the university that is reputable all around. While attending Yale, that enabled me to obtain jobs to pay the bills while I acquired skills in low to no budget positions in the motion picture world. Second, I obtained a formal education in my field at USC School of Cinema and Television. But not everyone goes to film school, and I don't necessarily believe that you have to, but I do believe that some form of dedicated study is beneficial, even if it is not as at a college setting. Third, create my own opportunities. And for me, that was doing student films, both being at the helm as the director, as well as crewing for other members of other productions. Fourth, internships, which leads me to leadership mistake number seven, learning from the mistakes, from your own mistakes, but even more so from the mistakes of others. Fifth, taking entry-level positions in all aspects of my field. I can't emphasize enough the importance of being willing to work your way up, because you can end up robbing yourself of an opportunity to learn and grow if you try to rise too high too fast. Stage two, create, which leads me to mention leadership mistake number three, failing to plan. Always have a plan, and always plan with an open mind so that you have your eyes and ears open and out for unexpected opportunities. A good guerrilla leader is always looking because this approach saves both money and time. Second, plan based on research. Leadership mistake number 5 is not doing your homework. So if you want to be a smart leader, you do your homework. And it should be thorough, all 3 types of research. Include your network in your goals. One, it allows you an opportunity to have shared resources. And also, it just puts out to everyone you know in your network what you're looking for and what you're trying to accomplish, which increases the chances of you accomplishing it. A smart guerrilla believes in pooling resources. 4, do BMW planning. This definitely helped me stay on track and always deliver on time and on budget, even in the worst case scenario, which for me was my mother's stroke. A smart producer hopes for the best and plans for the worst, and so does a good guerrilla leader. This leads me to leadership mistake number 17. Unable to see the forest for the trees. If you've planned for everything, then you have seen the full forest. But if you have not, then you're looking at either too big or too small. Stage 3, operate. And the goal of this stage for any good guerrilla leader is to be effective and efficient, creating something that is consistent and replicatable. For example, for me, was phoneless log notes, email forms, and blasts, so that when I was out of time, money, people, or out of sorts for that matter, you can still stay on track, time, and budget. A good guerrilla not only delivers on time and on budget, but tries to deliver before the deadline and under budget. That way, if anything does go wrong last minute, you have some wiggle room. And that comes from BMW planning, which stands for best, most likely, and worst case scenario planning, which I can discuss at a later point. Part of operate stage should allocate and always have marketing in mind for continuous growth and revenue. Keep in mind that your ideas are only as good as your expression, as one of my high school English teachers would say. And I would argue and add how many people hear them. So you have to finish before you can express anything. So in my situation, marketing included film festivals, appearing on cable television, press releases that got me on radio and in the major newspapers in my area, award submissions and that I received some awards, and local theatrical runs. For many people, that would be four-walling, but I was able to, using my network, get a theatrical run that was no cost to me, including the marketing. And my first feature resulted in tremendous growth for my company and career. So actually, in some sense, I made a profit for my first feature in the long run due to my marketing creatively, meaning no cost to me, as it should be for a resourceful guerrilla leader. And I want to add that although I did things low to no cost, I did it without exploiting anyone. Leadership mistake number 18 is not creating win-win scenarios and asking for more from others than you would from yourself. Big mistake. Always make sure the biggest giver is you, because givers gain, as BNI would say. You should always aim to have projects build on each other so that you can repeat the dog ate my homework cycle. That way you are continuously learning, reinventing, and growing. One tool available for free is, of course, social media, and many of you in the college population would be very familiar with them. And the key to using effectively social media is networking, both on and offline, and with sincerity, which leads me to leadership mistake number 4, indifference or insincerity. The last thing you want is to try to network with someone, even if they are big and powerful, whom you don't respect, or to network with people who don't have any respect for you. Any good guerrilla is always networking effectively and efficiently. With that whirlwind overview, I will open the lines to questions. Please introduce yourself and tell me where you attend school. right? If we don't have any questions, I will respond to some questions that were emailed to me earlier. One from Jen from UC San Diego. What exactly is BMW planning? Okay, well, BMW planning is just the acronym I came up with because it's easy to remember, like the dog ate my homework. BMW planning stands for planning based on your research of the best case scenario, the most likely case scenario, and the worst case scenario. This research should be done in all three forms of research, as I mentioned, which is primary, secondary, and tertiary research, meaning asking people, doing research online and in the library, and doing research based on other people's research. So first would be interviews. You can use your network for that, or any resources that are available. So for me, it was wildlife experts, wildlife facilities, rescue organizations, so that when I went in to do the documented questions, I was prepared. Also reading up about the different animals that I was going to include in my documentary. And reading accounts written by people who had interviewed other people, which is third, or tertiary. I also want to mention that I hope that this call will help you in some way and that you will learn something, whether you're listening to it now live or if you're listening to it later. As I mentioned to people who have heard me speak live, I am trying to help as many future leaders as I can by speaking at colleges. It's so important for people to learn how to be an effective leader before you're in a leadership position. And I think the way our country is structured now, that a lot of people who are going to operate outside of corporate America, which is increasing with the way the markets are shifting, more small businesses are starting up, more nonprofits are having to be resourceful, that it's to your advantage to understand how to be resourceful and innovative. So in my efforts to reach out to new and upcoming leaders, I want to speak to more college students. So I'm asking for people to contact me so that I can set up a time to talk to you one-on-one, answer any questions you have, coach you a bit on your leadership challenges, and be introduced to the student activities leader at your college campus. In exchange for that email or phone introduction, I will give you a copy of my Guerrilla Leadership ebook, which will be released later this year, and you will get the one-on-one coaching. I am making appointments for this week, Thursday and Friday morning, and as I mentioned also, or some of you know, I have a free newsletter available at collegetothemax.com. That's college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, to just the number, T-H-E-M-A-X, collegetothemax.com. It's a free subscription. If you contact me or you register on the site, you'll be able to have a free copy that will go over all the leadership mistakes in greater detail. Let me see if there are any questions. Okay, I will take another question submitted in advance via email. Let's see. Right, this question is from Julia from UC Davis. When you say continuously learning and reinventing and growing, what do you mean? Well, after grad school, I went through a project management program at UC Berkeley and learned about TQM, which stands for Total Quality Management. And it comes from Japan, and it's basically constantly growing your company. So you hear the term a lot, reinventing. Well, that's what it is. It's basically, if instead of as humans, we go from being infants to young adults, middle-aged, elderly, and then eventually people die. Well, for a corporation, there isn't necessarily a timeline for expiration. So you could, in theory, as a corporation, or basically as a business entity, so nonprofit, or an organization that's not incorporated, go on forever. And you see companies that have been around forever. For example, right now, Macy's is doing a huge marketing campaign. One way to keep lasting beyond the lifespan of the initial founders is to continuously learn and grow. So if you go through the cycle of the dog ate my homework repeatedly, you educate yourself, whatever your areas of strength or weakness, to improve what you already do well, to do it even better, and for your weaknesses, to improve upon them, and bring in people who are good at them, who will be motivated to continuously learn as well. Then put through plans for new goals for each season, and that will vary. And then go through actually producing something, and it could be something tangible or abstract. For my situation, normally what I'm producing is an actual film product. However, when I'm speaking, it's more intangible. So in other words, it could be either way. And then you go through the cycle again. Is there anybody else on the line who has any questions before I wrap up the call? Okay, well then, this is Kamala Appel, aka the Gorilla Girl from College to the Max. That's collegetothemax.com, signing off on October 14th, and look forward to talking to you folks soon. Thank you.